You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Last week, the Secretary of Transportation, Anthony Fox, was making the rounds of the news outlets, really excitedly talking about new guidelines for autonomous cars. But frankly, Secretary Fox admitted there was a lot not covered in the guidelines because there's a lot the industry and the government have yet to figure out. Sonari Glinton is the automotive reporter for NPR, and he joins us now. Sonari, what's up with issuing guidelines before really understanding the issues or the potential problems?
Well, first of all, Lester, he's excited about it, but there's a real sense in the auto industry, you know, not just in the government, that this is extremely important. Safety is important. And that's really what autonomous vehicles are about. More than 36,000 people die every year in a car crash, and 94% of those accidents are caused by people. And there are only four things that people are doing that cause those accidents. They're distracted, they're asleep, they're drunk, or they're driving too fast.
All those facts are there. We all know them. We're aware of them. We're still not going to put our trust into mechanisms that we don't have control over. And so all the data and all the facts will not replace the mistrust that we have in letting go of the steering wheel.
Well, I think that there should be a lot of skepticism, but I don't necessarily think it's about getting into a machine that drives itself, right? You've probably been on a roller coaster, you've definitely been on an elevator, and you've been on an escalator, right? These are machines that move by themselves, and people understand that. And I think right now, people are already giving up control because they're reading their phones in their cars and things like that, right? But the real thing, and I think that is, you know, someone who covers the industry, and as you know, there's a lot not to trust in the auto industry. It's almost exactly a year since Volkswagen's diesel emission scandal came out. It is, you know, we're not that far from bankruptcy of two of the big companies. We're, you know, a record recall season. That's where we really need to be questioning. We really need to be questioning not only the automakers, but our government leaders. And what is this going to mean?
Let's step back just for a second, because you brought up, you know, the trust we have in GM and Ford and Volkswagen and Toyota and even Tesla. These important moral questions you're talking about, you know, all these lives we're losing each year, they're a very important question. But are we going to say, well, these companies that, you know, have had their problems in the past are going to answer all those problems for the future and we'll have a much safer transportation system? How much trust do we put in to GM, Ford, Volkswagen, Toyota, Tesla to get it right so that we can see these kinds of reductions if we end up going in this direction as it clearly appears we are?
Well, you know what? This is an inflection point, right? And I think we might be paying attention in the way we weren't paying attention during the days of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, right? That movie is not factual, but is very true, right? It's an inflection point. We get to make the decision now before the cars get on the road. And I think that that is about not only the car makers, but our local and state governments and the federal government, which Anthony Fox and the Department of Transportation said is they laid out ground rules that says we are going to be monitoring this. We are going to regulate this. This is where we're putting our flag down. If you're going to sell an automated car, the code and the vehicle, that's going to be regulated by the government.
So are you optimistic that we're going to see automated vehicles, become commonplace within 5 years, 10 years? How long is it going to be?
I think that you and I are going to have to work out our frustrations about giving up the wheel, right? But one of the places we're definitely going to see it is it's going to be in places that are commercial. I definitely feel like we're going to see long-range trucking automated. We're going to see a lot of sort of delivery services that are automated, and that's going to come very, very, very soon, I think within 5 years. I just bought a car in June. Lester, I think it might be the last car that I drive independently on my own. There are tens of billions of dollars being spent right now, I mean, to fast track this, because if you think about what Mark Fields has said to me and all the car company people will say is like, look, there's about $2 trillion in the auto industry, and there's $11 trillion in the transportation industry. And the car makers see their path to growth being tapping into that. That not just that you own an individual car, but they might be a part of these systems that move us around. And I think that there is a real push to get there, not only because of safety, because, you know, a self-driving car by its nature is going to be cleaner than a car with a driver, that there's so many reasons on the balance sheet, on the moral sheet, to get us to this point that there is almost no stopping it because the companies really want it. And I think eventually what they have to do is to convince us. The government has to convince us that this is viable. But I think that we're going to see trucks real soon.
I want to ask you one more question. This is just a little off topic, but Michigan has been thinking about legislation to try to update its rules for autonomous cars. Michigan really wants to be the center of this world. You've lived in Michigan. You live in California. Is California so far ahead of us on autonomous cars that Michigan will never catch up? Or do we still have a chance in Michigan to be competitive in this sector of the automobile industry?
Everybody has a chance, Lester, because, I mean, what it is this is a gold rush, man. It is. And one of the key things, I talked to an engineer who was talking to me about the infrastructure. Now, you know, the big tech companies out here, the Googles, you know, the Apples, the Teslas that are working towards making autonomous vehicles. But one of the key things that Michigan has and other places, it's like looking at the infrastructure and what the changes in the infrastructure can do to move this process along. We've made almost no changes to infrastructure in the last 60 years. And that is going to be really difficult. We're going to have these state-of-the-art vehicles that are 2016 running on roads that are 1950. And that is the edge that places like Michigan can have if it can invest in the technology and in the infrastructure that will move the state closer. There's no winner. Pittsburgh is got autonomous cars because of Uber. Nevada, all these states are competing. And I think this is the future. And I think that it is a boon. And I think that Michigan has a role to play, especially with its deep knowledge of the manufacturing of vehicles. That's one of the things that we don't have in California, is an understanding of manufacturing. And so I think that gives Michigan an edge in a way that Nevada and Pennsylvania and some other states don't have.
That's Sonari Glinton. He's an NPR correspondent. He covers the auto industry for NPR and an old friend. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Lester.